Red Film Radio.
Red Film Radio.
Interview.
Interview.
Joining us at this time on the Big Fred Tuesday is Bruno Smaggia, founder of the Mobile Film Festival. Bruno, thank you very much for joining us.
Hello, Matt.
So, Bruno, can you give us a brief overview, just to start off, of the Mobile Film Festival Women's Empowerment?
With great pleasure. It's a festival I've created 16 years ago around a very simple and unique format. One mobile, 1 minute, one film. And this year we have the great opportunity to have a theme which is women's empowerment in partnership with the United Nations.
What is exactly the goal of the festival? Why is it important?
The goal of the festival from the beginning is to discover and support young and talented filmmakers from all over the world. This year we receive more than 1,000 films from 101 countries. The goal is using a mobile phone, we have the largest accessibility today for people to make images, to make films. And in the same time, as we offer the opportunity to participate to anybody, we want to be very selective. And a one-minute format is very competitive and selective in terms of storytelling.
Right. It knocks down the barriers of different things, including money-wise.
Exactly. We get rid of all money constraints, all money limits. Because the goal in your life as a filmmaker is not to make mobile films for all over your life, but you go beyond, to go to series, to go to TV, and obviously to go to future films. So we have developed a principle of grants. This year we are giving 46,000 euro grants for production and for writing support. And so the winners have the opportunity to be supported by producers with cash to be able to produce a short film.
That's not bad for 1 minute.
Is it good? Really good, yeah.
Yeah, right. So speaking of this year's edition, are there any specific dates for it?
We have finished the festival now on the 8th of December, and we just gave the palmarès of the festival, which is online, and it's composed of one British film, Career Path, who won the international award. We are very proud of that. And now the film are living online, and they will live for a long time just to be shared, because we're approaching a very important topic on women's empowerment, and we want the films also to have a real impact through NGOs, through associations, through schools, because they can have people change their mind.
I extend my congratulations to all the winners on behalf of Fred Film Radio as well. And can you possibly explain to me what you mean by women's empowerment in terms of the theme of this year's festival?
That's a very interesting question. We wanted to have a feminist theme, which was very important for us. I mean, a few years after the beginning of the Me Too revolution, who has a huge impact all over the world, obviously borning in the movie industry, or thanks to the movie industry and to actresses, but going all over to sport, to the business world, to women's world all over the world, and that's important. So we wanted to have a feminist, militant, an active theme, but also a positive one. How we can change the world, how we can get women to get empowered in that situation. And the positive fact from the choice of the theme is the quality and the point of view of the film we received. Because most of the film, and we are presenting an official selection of 60 films from 25 countries that the your audience can discover online. So most of the film, as they will discover, have a very positive impact on feminist questions.
Before I forget, where exactly can these films be viewed? What's the name of the website?
So there's a website which is mobilefilmfestival.com, but the best place to see it is YouTube, where you have a full level of subtitles, English, French, Spanish, and Italian. So a very large accessibility to the films, but also Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. We have decided from the beginning to make the most available films as possible to the audience.
I'd like to know a little more about the mechanics of the festival. So in terms of the selection of the films for the festival, how does the submission process work, and how does the selection process work? I mean, you must get lots of films every year.
Yeah, exactly. We are opening usually the submission between end of August and mid-October. This is usually our dates. People can submit for free on our website, mobilefilmfestival.com. They submit their film, 1 minute long. We manage to, with their help, to have subtitles done to understand every languages from all over the world. As I told you, this year we received more than 1,100 films from 101 countries. We're doing the selection internally. So bringing to this 1,000 films to 60 films from 25 countries. This is and this is the only films that we present to the audience and to a jury of high professionals that will be deciding the awards after.
And again, right? So there, the awards are assigned by a jury of professionals.
Yes.
So and again, for information on that, people should just go on the website. You possibly don't know the exact dates for next year's festival. Obviously, it's too early for that.
Yeah, it's a bit too early for deciding. But as you just get connected to our social networks or to our newsletters, and for sure you will be informed as soon as we start the call for film. But the dates will be averagely around those.
So we talked about this year's theme being about women's empowerment. Have there been previous editions that have focused on different themes that you'd like to maybe share with us?
Yes, absolutely. We started to have themes in 2015 because we had this incredible chance that the United Nations come to us and say, oh, you're making a great job. And the COP21... So this international conference about climate change was organized in Paris and gave the Paris Agreement on Climate. And they asked us if we were ready to make an edition dedicated to climate change, which was an amazing opportunity. I mean, working with the UN on such an important topic. So that's where we started. We made two editions about climate change, one in 2015, one in 2019. And they were very important because we had amazing point of view visions from a young generation of creators talking about climate change issues. And this was very interesting when you have somebody from New York City or from Nairobi or from Mumbai or from Hong Kong talking about climate change. It gives you a world vision. We had also another edition that was the 70th anniversary of the Human Rights Declaration. And this also was a very strong and emotional editions where people can approach any theme around stand up for human rights.
Finally, I understand that the Mobile Film Festival has also launched the first Mobile Film Festival Africa. Is that correct?
Yes. This is a very exciting event, a bit delayed. We started in 2020 with the call for film. Unfortunately, as many of our colleagues, festival organizer, we had the COVID right to us. So we had to delay a little bit. We had a beautiful call for film that is already finished, was finished in July. We received 500 films from 38 countries all over the continent. They are beautiful, very creative, and we are launching the festival online. It will be on mobilefilmfestival.africa, And this will be beginning of February with an award ceremony in Africa, hopefully in April 2021.
What do you feel is the future of the Mobile Film Festival, having reached this point in its history?
The future is more international, is on topics that will be important for the society, for giving meaning, because we do think that images, that storytelling is very important today to speak up about social topics that we are all concerned about. And digital give us the opportunity to have people from all over the world to talk about it. And this is pretty unique. So we will continue to talk about women empowerment. We will continue to talk about human rights. We will continue to talk about climate change with different partners from film from all over the world. And we bring that on a higher step, hopefully.
So I remind our listeners that for more info and to watch the shorts, they should go to mobilefilmfestival.com and also the YouTube channel as well. And I thank you very much, Bruno, for joining us.
Thank you.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.